The good news, according to Luke, chapter 19. And having entered, he went through Jericho. And look, a man named Zacchaeus was there, who was a chief tax collector, and was wealthy. And he wanted to see Jesus, who he was, but could not because of the crowd, since he was short of stature. So he ran on in front and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, since he was going to pass by that way. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I am going to stay at your house." And he came down quickly and welcomed him joyfully. But when everyone saw it, they murmured, saying, "He has gone in to stay with a man who is a sinner." Then Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I am going to give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have abused my position to overcharge anyone, I will restore four times as much." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, for he also is a son of Abraham. Indeed, the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the ones who are lost." After speaking these things in their hearing, he added to them by speaking a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they supposed that the kingdom of God was going to appear very soon. He therefore said, "A certain nobleman went to a distant country to receive for himself a kingdom, and then return. So he called 10 of his servants, gave them 10 pieces of money, and said to them, 'Trade with this money until I return.' But some of his citizens hated him, and sent some representatives after him, saying, 'We don't want this man to reign over us.' And it happened, when he had come back again, having received the kingdom, that he gave the word for those servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, so that he could discover what they had gained by trading. And the first came before him, saying, 'Lord, your pieces of money have earned 10 more.' And he said to him, 'Well done, you excellent servant. Since you were found faithful in a very little, you will have authority over 10 cities.' Then the second came, saying, 'Lord, your money has earned 5 more pieces of money.' And he said to him also, 'You will have authority over 5 cities.' And another came, saying, 'Lord, look, here is your money, which I kept wrapped up in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you, because you are a harsh man. You pick up that which you didn't put down, and harvest that which you didn't sow.' He responded to him, saying, 'I will judge you by what you have just said, you useless servant. You knew that I am a harsh man, picking up that which I didn't put down and harvesting that which I didn't sow. Therefore, why didn't you at least put my money in the bank, so that at my coming I could have received it back with some interest?' So he said to those who were present, 'Take the piece of money away from him and give it to him who earned the 10 pieces of money.' But they said to him, 'Lord, he already has 10 pieces of money. I say to you, everyone who uses what he has, more will be given to him. But concerning him who does not use what he has, even that which he has will be taken away from him. But these enemies of mine who didn't want me to reign over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me.' And when he had said these things, he went onward, going up to Jerusalem. And it happened, when he came near Bethphage and Bethany, near the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples, saying, 'Go into that village over there, and as you go in, you will find a donkey's colt tied, upon which no one has ever sat. Untie him and bring him here. And if anyone asks you, why are you untying him? This is what you will say: the master needs him.' And going on their way, those who were sent found things just as he had described them. And as they were untying the donkey's colt, the owners of it said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The master needs him.' Then they brought him to Jesus, threw their garments on the colt, and set Jesus on it. And as he went along, they spread their garments on the road in front of him. And as he was now coming near, just at the descent of the mountain of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works which they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the coming King in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' But some of the Pharisees from the multitude said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' But responding to them, he said, 'I tell you that if these keep silent, the very stones will cry out.' And as he approached and looked at the city, he wept over it, saying, If you had known this day, even you, the things which are meant for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will build up a siege mound around you and will surround you and press on you from every side. They will raise you to the ground together with your children and will not leave in you one stone left upon another because you didn't recognize the time of your visitation. And he entered into the temple and began to throw out those who were buying and selling inside, saying to them, It is written, My house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people sought to destroy him. But they could not figure out how to do it, for the people were very attentive to him, listening to him. This is the end of Luke chapter 19.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.